Yep.
Yeah. It is another Tubi Tuesday.
Ah, shit. Tubi Tuesday or Sinful Saturday.
Yeah, got a good one for you.
Yeah.
Why is Tubi
so sinful?
Oh my God.
It's a titillating Tuesday.
Well, this movie is about a good Christian man.
Well, between good Christian men and pastors,
not finding a lot of
can't be like that on Tubi, apparently.
Oh, that's what I thought. So when I was watching this movie, I was like, missionary. So it's about a guy that wants to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So don't be fooled by the title anyway.
No. Oh, goodness.
I mean, the title is still appropriate.
Yeah, it is.
It absolutely is. Because, yeah. And this one has,
in case you haven't guessed,
someone
it,
that's
we're
been...
talking about. We're talking about missionary sex.
Oh, this is a very sexual movie. Probably one of the most sexual movies we've ever reviewed.
Aside from Swap Out.
Which is, this is compared to Swap Out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are some Swap Out.
Oh, there's a lot of Swap Out. I mean,
are people comparing this movie to Swap Out?
I mean, we are.
They might be. I feel like this could be in the same universe as Swap Out. Like, this happened
it's
down the street.
Definitely in the same. This happened right across the street. Swap Out might as well could end. And then the camera pans over across the street to this house, and this is going on.
The writer, so it's about an author. So she technically would have wrote Swap Out, you know. Well, she got her inspiration from the experience of Swap Out. Because, because they have a
very
sex club in Swap Out,
very
right?
Very similar, yeah.
There's a sex club in Swap Out.
There?
They do like the...
No, I don't remember a sex club in Swap Out.
Me either.
There's just that group of people who...
I'm getting the movie confused.
Yeah, you're thinking
about...
What's
the one with the dude with the bunny ears?
Yeah. You're thinking about Memoirs of a Vixen.
Oh. Yeah. So this is...
Which has the same person, which isn't...
Yeah, Madison.
Isn't she in this
movie? Madison Warren Combs, my good friend Madison, who's my... go-to voice actress. She's in a lot of my projects, and so she's my good friend.
And she's also in a lot of Tubi.
Yeah, she is.
So she's in this, definitely a leading actress in this movie. Well, the very first person you see, almost. And then she's also in Memoirs of a Vixen, which has that...
There's similarities. Yeah, similarities in that movie to this one too as well.
This could be in the same universe. But yeah, let's talk about this movie, y'all, because I think
Memoirs of a Vixen also exists in the same universe as this movie and Swap Out.
Yeah.
There's a whole freaky street.
Oh,
that's
good.
The name of
freaky
the street.
Freaky street.
So with Madison,
freak street.
So is Madison two different people or the same person?
Yeah, Madison is multiple people.
Oh, okay.
In this same universe.
She's not the same character in this one. That's not the same one as the Vixen. Because
wouldn't it be funny?
She divorced her husband from Vixen
and then starred in this movie. This is the sequel, because it's like, she ends up, this is what she turns out to be, like,
right?
Which
or
which makes sense.
Maybe it's her twin sister. It could be her cousin or twin cousin that looks alike.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all on Freaky
Street.
Or the
wife is just a freak, and she just be jumping up and down Freaky Street.
It's walking around the freak street.
Well, anyway, what's this main girl's name? The main girl, the author.
Oh.
Do you have this on caption?
We're a terrible host.
So, yeah, hopefully you're
with
your
character's names, y'all.
I know. I just put woman as writing novel.
We know the actresses that we know. That's what we call them.
Yeah, because a lot of these Tubi movies don't be on IMDb immediately.
Is this one?
I'm about to check.
Let me check. Okay.
Yeah, that is true. So, a lot of the Tubi movies you can't even find on IMDb.
Yeah, which is fair.
Yeah, Ezra looking for that. It's about an author, and the beginning of the movie starts off with this scene. It's like a real sensual scene. It's like, oh man, what's happening? But then
I want to say her name is Renee.
Zoom out.
The author.
Let's say that.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
I know the guy's name is Isaac.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
like
actually,
a biblical kind of name, you know.
Which there is, was this movie? Because Isaac, there's a Leah, I think, in one of these movies that we watched. Because I was like, this reminds me of, that was another movie. They were like, Rachel and Leah was in.
You're getting all your Tubi movies. Merged
all
the, together.
Well, they're all very
merged
similar.
Together.
They're all very,
this is why I spaced them out.
But it reminded me of, honestly, the I'll forget if this was the movie. It might have been the one we're gonna review next, because I think that's the main character. His wife was Rachel, and he was his other wife was Leah, and she was like, I want a baby too, which is basically like what happened in the Bible. I was like, they actually made it, because I mean, if you actually look at Genesis, it is absolutely
really,
a Tubi
movie. If you
movies.
Really think about it, yeah, I was going to say that. If you really think about it, are Tubi movies today basically just taken from the Bible, from the Old Testament?
Pretty much. You can do that. If you're going to read the Bible, it will be on Tubi. If you're going to watch the Bible, it will be on Tubi, hands down.
So anyway,
like parts of the Bible play out like a Tubi.
They really do. Exactly. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Man. Oh man. Yes. Y'all giving me some ammunition.
Oh man. Somebody gonna come out with a Tubi movie called The Bible. I would totally watch that.
Starring Nelson J. Bates.
As Father Abraham. Right.
It'd be the appropriate character.
Oh man. So you said her
Renee.
Name is
So Renee and Isaac are going to this therapist. That's what it is. And Renee is there telling the therapist about her book, where she's like writing some sexual type stuff. And then it's like the main guy in the book is not her husband, or don't resemble her husband. And the therapist points that out.
Yeah.
But then like she stops talking about it once the husband comes in. He's late. And I guess the therapist is asking them about their sexual their sex life. Yeah. And he says that they go ahead. One of y'all,
sex is only made for procreation,
not pleasure.
Not
and
pleasure.
His wife is clearly she's so horny and just doesn't get any, because he believes that unless we're trying to make a baby,
that
that's
is the
only
reason
time. You need to be touching me.
Yeah.
Ever.
And the way the wife looks, so Renee, which trips me out, she got that movie makeover look of like she's clearly sex deprived or whatever, like she's got big thick glasses and
yeah.
Damn, they wear big sweaters.
They do,
yeah, big sweaters covering up all
because you know she's sexy as hell. She's gorgeous. This actress
got her dressed all frumpy and stuff.
Yeah,
but they have her like she's glasses in a ponytail.
Look at those glasses and those ponytail.
Man, that was the funniest part of that movie.
She's all that.
No, that was actually from Not Another Teen Movie, and that was Chris Evans.
Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah,
was fun
Chris
of
yeah that was Chris that. Evans' yeah. part saying that.
Making fun of that, yeah.
So, but yeah, because they got her looking like Velma.
Yeah. They literally got her looking like Velma. Big ass, unbefitting glasses, and, big ass shawl, and then another long thing under that, making sure to cover her entire body.
Yeah. But so
they got her dressed
trying to figure out what. Yeah, and very intentional.
Oh yeah, in the background,
really
Isaac,
nice house.
Yeah, so Isaac, they have a nice ass house. It's like a beachside property. Where are they in Florida? Where are they?
I don't know.
I feel like they might be in like.
It don't look like Cali to me. It's not.
No, it's not Cali.
I think it's East Coast.
Yeah,
it looks like a you know, like Myrtle Beach or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Probably like, some shit like that. And so like they got mm-hmm. this nice ass, big ass beachside house. Isaac is like a, he's like a real estate dude, right?
Or
he's
something. Like, he has
commercial real estate, I think.
He inherited a business from his father.
Like some kind of commercial.
Like a multi-commercial real estate business.
Yeah.
And so he's working, you know, business with, you know, investors and, you know, the government and stuff like that. And
big time money.
You know,
loan
it's
money.
It's big money. Yeah, it's big money. It's, you know, negotiating with the Kingpin, Suge Knight. Right. You know?
That's the mayor.
He played Suge. Didn't he play Suge in something?
Though? No.
He looked like Suge Knight, though.
That's just
I know
it's
not the guy from Straight Outta Compton, but I feel like I seen him play Suge in something. Or was he on... Man, I gotta know where this dude's from. All right,
well, let me look it up.
Was he on
a
Daredevil show, or was he? I feel like he fought a superhero.
He did play Suge Knight in All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me. That's what it was. But I think he was also he fought Spider-Man or somebody in a Marvel. I feel like he fought a.
He's in a Marvel.
He looks like a villain.
Let me check.
I feel like he was on a Marvel or something. He didn't play a main part, but he was like a henchman that got his ass kicked by some hero. And I want to say, I thought it was Spider-Man.
No, don't look like he has been in any.
He's looking up his IMDb.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think
he ain't fought no bad guy.
No, but he's in The Madness, which I haven't watched yet.
I watched The Madness.
You might have seen him in that.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it
either.
So
he's also
So that's the mayor.
He's also Suge Knight.
He's the mayor.
Yeah, he plays Suge Knight a lot, apparently.
Yeah, that's so what I know him for.
He plays Suge Knight in Straight
No,
Outta
that's
Compton.
Like the one thing he didn't play Suge Knight in.
Straight out.
He's Suge Knight in Unsolved Murders of Tupac and Biggie.
Yes.
And he's in
haven't seen that is really good.
I never heard of that. I think I heard it
that's
once.
A really good series because it's actually about the detective. We're going down a rabbit hole. That's what we do.
Yeah. So,
but that series is about this guy, the detective that's trying to figure out the murders of Tupac and Biggie.
Okay.
It's a series.
Yes, it's a series.
It's
a 10 episode series.
A short series. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna check that out then. But yeah, that guy played. And he's also in the Bobby Brown story. And yeah, that's a series as well.
I never actually watched that one.
Yeah, so.
Hey, yo. New. That's. Who the fuck was he playing in the Bobby Brown?
Suge Knight. That's what I'm saying. He's playing Suge. That's what I'm saying. He's playing Suge Knight in all these. He's pretty much Suge Knight. So
they pretty much made continuity with all this.
Right.
But back to this movie.
Same universe.
Grumpy ass glasses. He's the fucking mayor or some shit.
Right, right.
Yeah, he's the mayor. And they're trying to make a deal. So he's working on making a deal with the mayor on this big money deal. And that's his thing.
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, the wife is obviously sex deprived. And her sister-in-law, which is I thought was really weird.
Yeah, she's very weird.
Yeah, her name is Jada. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, she's talking. She's talking to her sister-in-law, her brother's sister.
Yes. Oh, about sex. Like, how come my brother ain't giving you none?
How come my brother y'all ain't fucking? Like, why do you care?
Exactly. So weird.
Yeah, so I thought
that was weird. They should have made her like the best friend or something. But because of some stuff that happens at the end, you know, that's probably why
they had to. But they didn't have to have this conversation. Like they didn't have to talk about their sex life in a way that
she talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she could have been like, you know,
so
how's your book going? They could have talked about that, you know?
Well, basically just to sum it up and, you know, so we won't be too long in this movie. Act one is pretty much establishing that this woman ain't getting no sex. And then
they called it chapter one.
Yeah, chapter one of her not getting sex. And it's like every scene is basically, oh, we don't have sex. Oh, they don't have sex. They don't have sex. They don't have sex. It's like establishing because there's
that in.
Right. Because there's a scene that's coming up later, a little bit later in act one, where he's in bed with her and he's like, hey, y'all, you know, he's like, hey, you want to, you know, do a little something. And she.
No. He says, he turns around and he's like, hey, you want to try again tonight? Meaning, do you want to try and procreate?
Right, because they're trying to have a kid. Yeah, they're trying to have a baby.
Means, oh, I get some dick. You know, he turns around, you know, hey, you want to try and get some? She's like, okay, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So she turns him over on his back, and then she gets on top of him and starts to go down on him, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, she goes down to a point where she's, you know, out of camera or whatever. And then he stops her and with anger in his voice, he says, wait a minute, girl, Renee, what are you doing? And then she's like, well, you know, I was about to. And he's like, no, sex is only for procreate. What? No, he says, no, he said, what did I say? He makes her say it. What did I say?
We might have to let that play out.
It's in Act One, yeah. If we can get to that part,
okay, yeah. Because we can probably go there, but we can talk a little bit about the friend. I do like the fact that all the black men are
every black man in this movie has dreadlocks,
right? And man, it gets a little confusing because we gotta establish those characters. So this is the scene right here. We'll try again tonight.
We gonna let it play.
Sure.
He's like ready. He's like laughing. He was kind of checking her out too.
Wait. Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, maybe we could try something new.
Why would you think that?
Well,
okay. What did we talk about? Renee.
Sex is to procreate, not for pleasure.
Like, okay.
And he turns over.
He turns her over on her back.
So they can do missionary. Nice old boring.
She's so unenthused. This looks like the most boring sex anybody could have.
Yep.
She's like,
she's making moaning sounds like, oh, I'm just going to do it.
Fake.
Right. Sounds. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, yeah, keep going. There you go. Yeah, daddy. Yeah.
Looking very
That's it. And right
the,
there.
And he's next just scene. Going
right
at
there.
The most, just most boring rhythm.
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. It cut. I like the cut. It cuts to her
it's
shooting
almost
the gun.
As if he doesn't even enjoy the act. He's just doing it because he has to.
Yeah. So my theory is this guy is asexual.
Mm.
That's what it is.
That's a good theory.
Yeah.
That would make the most sense.
That's that. I think that's what it is.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
He doesn't even get turned on.
Right. So it's like some people, and I think people who are asexual, like they can still have sex, but it is to procreate.
Procreate. So for him, it's not pleasurable. So I mean, if it's not pleasurable for him.
So then that means that the reactionary, when a little bit of blood flows to the penis,
this is the talk,
and a man becomes erect.
Birds and bees.
That is this movie saying then that that's just an involuntary physical reaction? It doesn't have anything to do with pleasure or attraction or excitement mentally.
To him, I guess so.
I guess that could be the case.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So that's all. I mean, that really does show Act One. But we do one thing that we did skip a little bit is like there are his friends are in town. Like one of his friend is coming in town.
Yes,
they call
Malik,
him like no
wait,
right.
Is this, I'm not Malik.
No good.
Is his name Malik or
I forgot. Right, his
so
name.
So who the dude with the dread? What's his name?
All dudes.
Exactly.
The skinny dude with the dreads and glasses.
Okay, the skinny dude with the dreads and glasses. The skinny tall dude with the glasses and dreads.
The longer dreads. I don't know.
The
they
very
all,
long
they
dreads.
All,
I swear.
Rewind it just a little bit.
Okay.
Three
so
guys.
You don't got to cut the sound. I'm just trying to get a name.
So for real, there's Malik and there's Peter. Peter ago. Is the one that's already there with him with the glasses. Malik is his friend that comes into town.
Okay.
Malik
so Peter,
is his friend.
Peter's the one that's already there with him.
Yeah, so Peter is working with a similar business, but he has his
own
business.
Peter, he the one with the dread.
Yep. So
okay. All right, got it.
Yep.
Side note, when you cast a movie, don't make everyone look alike. It's kind of hard.
Hey, look.
They all fit the same basic description.
They all look alike.
They will all fit the same police skin.
They will all show up. They will all three get arrested.
In a lineup.
They will all show up in the same lineup.
You'd be like, which one? Which one?
Which one stabbed you in the stomach? I don't know. It could have been all three of them.
You know what?
You know, it was all three.
The subscription we have, listen, ma'am, is a tall, skinny black guy with long dreads and glasses. Yeah, that's it. So which one? Mm. Does he have a tattoo? Yes.
Yeah.
Like, can't tell, man. Oh, my come on, y'all.
Oh, I missed the name again. I think it was Tika. I think that's the name of
Tika is actually the fiance to his friend Malik.
Oh. Okay, so Tika is
played by Madison. Yes, I spoiled something. Yeah, but we're moving this along anyway.
We haven't really spoiled.
So Tika, basically, someone who gives her the card, who gives Renee the card?
The therapist? The therapist.
Okay.
The therapist says, you should try this out. So this can spice up your relationship.
Right. The sex therapist? Was it a sex therapist or something?
She said, you should try this sex.
Yeah, okay. We may have to edit this. So we don't get spoiled.
Well, we're jumping all over the place. We're just jumping all over the place.
Yeah, okay, it's not too bad.
So the therapist
at the beginning gives Renee a card for a person to call to help her sex life. And it's like, this will help your relationship. This will help even your writing. Like, you should talk to her. And so. She was like, okay. And so she's kind of debating about even calling her. And I think the sister-in-law is encouraging her to, you know, call her because, you know, she wants you to spice up your sex life with her brother.
I really want you to fuck my brother. All right. Side note. If you want to keep the same kind of plot.
How was my brother? Has my brother been fucking you good? Give me the details.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what she's saying.
I know.
That's basically what she's asking.
I don't know how to change this character.
Give me the details.
It's just weird.
Yeah, no.
There's nothing to change about that.
It was weird the whole time.
Yes.
And it's always weird.
It's going to be weird.
So that's just one of the things. So just deal with it. That's part of the world. But Renee ends up like, you know what? I'm going to call her up so that she can teach me some things or I can learn some things.
Right, spice up my marriage because my marriage is boring.
Yeah, yeah. So, and yeah, that's kind of, and then we find out who she is.
Yes, so she shows up at the door to Renee's house. Oh, yeah, also, meanwhile, Renee is still writing her story and she's like fantasizing about her making out with a woman
and stuff. Going back and forth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
with the main
keeps
girl
making out with the woman that she's writing about,
right? Which is Madison. Madison's playing the character in this fictional world, in her fantasy world, in her book that she's writing that Renee is making out with. Mm-hmm. So that's who it is. So then, when she's at home, and the sex therapist shows up at the door, it's Madison, who is actually that's the sex therapist named Tika. Mm-hmm. And which is so weird because it's like, okay, did Renee create this person?
Yeah, right. And so she looking at her like, wait a minute, you look familiar.
You look just like I imagined.
Uh-huh. It's her twin flame.
Twin flame. Oh, goodness. Yes, it is.
So she's
what's her name? Tika. Tika.
Oh,
Tika,
gosh.
Her divine masculine.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So, but I like the character design of Tika.
Yeah.
Like, she's cool.
I like the real life version of Tika. Yeah. Because she has a different, style and presence than the fantasy character in Renee's writings.
That
was good. That was a good, switch shift. And honestly,
it's the distinction, so you could tell the fantasy from the real.
Right.
Yeah, because we slowly
design, makeup, but also good acting.
And to tell you the truth, the whole movie looks really good.
Yeah, it does.
This is a quality movie. You could tell they, you know, put some money behind it.
That's true. Yeah, it definitely is. I mean,
it's some good. And thinking about that, like the setup is like, you know, the scenes aren't that. It's not a lot of scenes. Like as far as a lot of different locations, mm-hmm. there's the house and the office, and mm-hmm. then a couple things in between. But like that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. So with that, they have good lighting, good, you know, effects, good camera, right. and it looks good. It's just a good looking movie.
So while Renee is talking to Tika about her marriage being boring, Isaac,
she's basically doing
she's
like
taking notes too.
Initial
yeah.
questionnaire.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
How's
yeah.
everything
like, tell
going?
Me a little bit about your relationship, like.
And she seems really like into
why was
her
I
job.
Recommended
like, she's serious,
to you. She's
professional.
Very professional. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she's nothing like in the fantasy version of, you know what I'm saying, like this lady. She's very professional.
Yeah. So, yeah, Isaac enters and he's like, what's going on here? Who's this? And, you know, Renee tells her, like, well, it's the sex therapist. He's like, what the fuck? Get out of my house. What did I say? What did I say?
Sex is for procreation,
not pleasure.
But he's basically saying, like, we ain't got no problems. Why we having a conversation with this lady? Why we have problems? You know, this is not a problem. So, you know, he ain't want to deal with this.
Why did Renee marry this guy?
How old are they supposed to be?
I'm saying they 30s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How did they get married in the first place? And why did he want to get married?
Because they're referring to stuff like since college kind of thing, and they refer to college as like about 10 years ago. So. That would mean you're probably in your 30s.
Tika so looked like Tika's somebody out. That would show up at like poetry night.
Totally. Right?
Or yep. at the art. At
like
the,
beads
at the art
and
museum.
A scarf.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Chapter two. We're officially in act two now.
Yeah
because we more than established that they have no sex life or
right. even that the fact that they actually did have sex within the act it was like
that transition always looks like AI to me.
It was just
and
know,
all
she's
the characters
not, she's not happy
and all the characters have been introduced now if
yeah.
you noticed
mm-hmm. do we mm-hmm. see Malik?
Yes.
Yeah
yeah
they,
we've seen
they all invited him they invited
Malik and his fiance to come over to
like,
have dinner.
No good, whatever they call him. Captain No Good or something like that.
I don't know. He was kind of
I didn't catch it.
He's kind of a whole. He's like a male. Yeah, yeah.
That
he's
was
a whole
the nickname.
College, yeah.
The nickname for him is like, you know,
so
No Good something.
Yeah, so they're having a dinner and they invited Malik and his fiance over. They also invited Isaac's sister, Jada, and his friend, Peter.
The
skinny black dude with the dreads.
With the longer, the taller and skinnier. The taller and
now,
skinnier.
Malik
longer
looked
dreads.
Like he got money though. Like he looked like a rapper or something.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I know what he does. So it revealed that Malik's fiance is Tika, the sex therapist. So,
yep.
So it's all awkward because, you know, Isaac was being an asshole to her. And kicked her out of his house earlier that day. And I was like, that was that earlier that day.
Literally the same day.
Or was it? Or was it the day before?
And it was basically, you know, not too earlier. So they said it. He's like, you remember I was telling you about that rude client? Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, you're dick face.
So.
I do like Malik. I do like Malik.
Yeah.
Malik is very well aware
Malik
of what
got
Tika
the most
does
way
for a living.
Out of all of them.
Yeah.
I would say, all right, so Malik, real quick, is the equivalent to Anthony in Swap Out.
Oh, okay.
He is. I can deal with, this makes more sense in this movie than in Swap Out. Because, you know what I mean?
I see what I mean? I got you. Yeah. I got you. Because he understands that Tika is sensual and we established that Malik was, you know, wilding out in college. So it's like, okay, what is their relationship? How are they getting married? Well, we find out that he does have an open relationship.
Yeah, they're swingers.
They're aware of that for each other. They, you know, they acknowledge that. And so she can be a sex therapist and help people with their sex life. And he don't mind. He do his thing. They do their thing. And so, yeah, they're swingers.
So they all have dinner.
And we're celebrating Malik back in town and his wedding. That's the point. Like, hey, you're getting married soon, you know. And so they're connected their friendships. And so, yeah, it was like, and Peter felt left out a little bit. That's something to point out that.
Yeah, it was Peter, like, feeling like the fifth wheel.
It's like, I've been here the whole time and you ain't never invite me over for dinner.
Right. Peter almost had to invite himself over.
He was like, I'm coming over. Yeah, it's like, all right, yeah, it's fine. Malik, though, he ain't been in town. It's like, okay, well, let me have dinner with y'all too. It's like, okay.
That's why it became a whole big group dinner thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if we pointed out yet that the director of this movie is the dude playing Isaac.
I don't think
so. I didn't realize that.
Wait. No, that's not true.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh, who directed?
Suge Knight directed this.
Oh.
The mayor.
Mayor.
Okay. I thought, I was going by the Tubi thing because they got his name first in the credits, which usually it would be the person that stars in the movie name would come first.
But the director's name comes first.
Put his name first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so, okay, my bad.
But yeah, they're having a nice
time, you're right.
At a party. They had their drinks. They had
So basically like, this is the
they're celebrating.
So yeah, basically this is Swap Out now. The part of Swap Out when they are all dancing and drinking.
But it's not like
that not quite,
bad,
not quite.
They
but
just,
but the,
just
the
dancing,
just the dancing
know,
part.
Just dancing. And then not, you know, because
Swap Out went 1 to 100.
She walked out and she
went
they
to 100
fucking on the stage.
Yeah, that's what Swap Out did. This is more of a leading up, more realistic.
Right. Yeah, so they're dancing. Everybody's dancing except
he was playing Malik. On this
everybody's
part.
Dancing except for Isaac. Isaac is sitting down while everybody else is dancing.
No, I wish I was playing Isaac.
His wife was
just sitting there in a corner. Don't touch me.
Well, later on in the movie, let's keep going.
Okay, so Isaac sees his wife dancing and
with
you know,
Tika.
He's sitting down dancing. Right, Tika kind of slowly going over to the wife and start, you know, kind of dancing sensually.
A little flirtatious, you know.
Sometimes the ladies like to just dance a little bit with each other.
Right.
And then he said Malik come over there, he join in, and then
yeah, he dancing with
Isaac
his wife, his
like,
fiance and his, you know, his
Isaac's
friend's
like,
wife.
Hey, Renee, stop having fun. Right. Stop dancing.
So they decide to
turns
do
the music off.
They decide to do a drinking game.
Music he cuts stop. The music off.
He's like turns it off.
Right.
Stop.
So instead of he could have just played it all smooth and just cut in and just got his wife and then just danced with his wife.
With her. He could have danced with her.
He could have
danced
with
his wife.
Yeah, but you know.
Because they was already dancing together. Then he stopped dancing because
got too
asexual. He also doesn't like to dance.
I don't know what it is.
It got too sensual for him that he was like, oh no, I'm not procreating, so I need to stop.
Right.
Blood is flowing to my penis and I don't understand why.
Let me sit down because I don't want to procreate.
Because it's not time to procreate. I can't procreate in front of these people.
Which, I mean, I understand that. Yes. Like, not wanting to do that in front of people, but still, dance with your wife. Oh, goodness. So instead of dancing,
I want you
they
to
play.
That's what should have happened.
What'd you
That's
say?
What was, said.
That
he
was no
said.
Non-disclosure.
He like, non-disclosure.
Oh, I know.
Fuck my wife. Yeah. No non-disclosure.
Oh, man, yep, pretty
so
much.
So they start playing, what, Truth? No,
Truth
no,
or
no,
Drink.
Like,
they call it Truth
it
or Drink.
Like,
it's a drinking
never,
game.
Will I ever, mm-hmm. never
yeah.
have I ever.
Never have I ever, pretty much.
Yeah pretty much.
Just say it. And, so they drink every time they didn't do something.
Right, and everybody's drinking stuff except Isaac and Renee.
Don't drink if you've never done it. That's what it is.
Right.
Right.
Because it's like, I've had
like
sex in the
say,
park.
Never have I ever gotten a blowjob.
Right.
And so then if you've gotten a blowjob, then that means you have to drink. If you never got a blowjob, then you don't drink.
Yeah.
So they stay sober as hell during the whole game.
Drink. Josh is saying, let me play.
Let's play. I did think about it. If I was there, I was like, well.
Oh, man.
Never man. Have I had sex in a park and got caught by the police. Well.
Oh, Oh my goodness.
Never have I masturbated in a public place. Well,
sad. But that's the questions they're that's kind of the questions that they're asking us. So, you know, they're asking sensual questions, and they're, you know, people are drinking. Everybody's drinking except for Isaac, is what you're saying.
Yep.
And then they're like, man, you got it.
Or Renee. One.
Yeah, Renee's not drinking either.
Right? Yeah, Renee's exactly. Not drinking either. They like, damn, y'all. And then he said, I mean, what can I say? We're boring. Like, so he knows
that's what he
that
says?
They're boring. Yes, he says that during this conversation. Mm-hmm. He says, yeah, what do we know? We boring. Look. And then he cuts off the game. Game over, game over. Why? Because you lame? No, because this is very silly and immature.
Bro, yep. We're just having fun.
Yep.
He didn't
want their intimate details to be a part of a game, but they don't have any intimate details.
So it doesn't matter. So let them drink, you know, if he wanted to, but you know, I guess he feels embarrassed that
probably,
but is he ashamed?
It's a little more of a, it's public. It's private. Intimate moments.
I don't kiss and tell.
Yeah, that kind
we
of stuff.
We don't kiss, Isaac, was Renee's response. Because they don't. They literally don't even kiss. Mm.
That's true. Yeah, it's nothing sexual at all. It's like this is a strictly business marriage kind of thing. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. He wants a business deal marriage.
Yeah.
Unless he's a businessman.
So his friend, all the men go in a separate room. And all the women stay together.
Well,
and they end up talking to...
But Peter is there. Oh.
Yeah, Peter eventually leaves.
Why do they leave anyway?
Talks to... Somebody says, yeah, we need to go. We need to talk. And then so they all go in the kitchen and start talking. All the men. And they and that's when his friends is like... That's when the dude with the dreads is like, hey... Man, why you ain't having sex with your wife, man? Y'all ain't doing nothing. And he like, man, look, sex is for procreating, and, you know, not pleasure. She's like, that's what your wife's problem is, man. You know, why don't you be a little more open? That's the conversation that's going on in the kitchen.
Does he tell him that he's a swinger at that point?
Yeah, at that point, that's when Isaac finds out. But I think Peter already knew that.
Yeah.
I feel like Peter already knew about Malik being open.
Swinger.
Isaac just found out because, you know, Isaac ain't going to... How he going to handle that news? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So they kept it from him. Like, we know your ass will be tripping to find out some shit.
Yeah, yep. So I thought that the... So meanwhile, the girls are in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And there's a simultaneous
like
fantasy and reality. And I got confused a little bit. Like, I was like... Fantasizing, or did this happen?
No, this happened.
You mean did this in the bathroom?
Yeah,
because it kind of plays out like a fantasy because they're interweaving the three girls. It's Jada,
Tika
and Renee all up in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, and Tika and Renee.
And then it keeps flashing back to...
Tika and Jada are all kind of over each other, you know, kind of grinding on each other.
In the bathroom, and then they keep jumping back and forth to this other scene of that come out of like the fantasies, where it's like, you know, the fantasy version of Tika with the red wig and Renee.
Oh yeah, which is the book,
right? Which is the book. So they just showing it's like paralleling what's happening in the book is becoming reality in real life, which is, you know, pretty clever.
Yeah.
And then, like, they had, she had, like, this, Tika had, like, this, I guess, like, a little vibrator that's disguised to look like a lipstick thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she uses it on, Renee in the bathroom.
Oh.
And the weird thing is that Jada's there the whole time watching it and joining in and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, but, yo, Brooke.
I know.
Yeah,
in this movie,
I don't know.
All the sexual genes went to her and not to, not to Isaac.
Maybe she wanted to marry, you know, Renee instead or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. But this scene goes on for quite a while. It's quite a bit of slow motion girl on girl.
Right. I like that Renee is just sitting in the corner all
All horny.
Well, she looked just all covered up. She looked like she's a Catholic schoolgirl.
Right. Yeah, with them glasses. She still got them glasses on.
Right. Overly
completely covered from head to toe.
Right. Yeah. Big old sweater. Oh, don't touch me.
But touch me.
And there's an interesting heart to heart talk that Malik has with Isaac. He's like, sick, life is more than just making money and making babies, you know? It's about fun and it's about experience and stuff like that. So like, there's mm-hmm. like, and I feel like that might be the writers like trying to tell, you know, the point, you know, because that's mm-hmm. really Isaac is only money and not, he don't even care about friendships. He's like money and, right. you know, procreating.
That's and procreation it. For the sake of legacy.
Reproducing more money and legacy. Right. Yeah, that's it. And so that's, and
not even because he not even procreating out of love.
No, and they haven't had any kids.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's but even his reason for procreating has nothing to do with love or affection.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, well, if we're going to continue the family legacy, we have to have a offspring.
Right.
So I'll inject my sperm into you and we'll create an offspring.
Right.
She so that just... the offspring can continue the financial legacy of this family. Like, that's the way he's looking at even procreate.
Right. You know? Yep.
As a business move.
Mm-hmm.
You know. This is a long scene.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yep.
So the scene, she's just touching her with the lipstick, and this, it gets, she creeps me.
The sister is weird. The sister is very weird. She's
staring the whole time.
The sister is very weird. So, yeah.
Well, at least she's not staring at her brother. She's staring at her sister-in-law. Yeah, so it's better. You know,
that's
girl
better.
On girl. She's like girl on girl. You know, she's a very sexual right. person herself.
Right.
Maybe that's why.
She's drunk every time. She's drunk every time they said something. So, but yeah.
I just thought it was so funny that they kept cutting back to her watch.
Yeah. So basically, Tika and Renee are kissing all on each other in the fantasy and in real life.
Yeah. So that's why I was kind of like,
it's a very
when I was thinking,
detail,
I was like, same. Did it happen? You said.
I may have zoned out when I was watching this movie at the scene.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I don't remember it too clearly. I was like, oh, okay.
Just like, I mean, one thing to note is that there's the in the book, the husband of the I guess is the husband of the girl
Renee's character.
They're like, oh yeah, don't forget about that guy, you know, because he's been there the whole time watching, tied up.
Yeah, he'd been tied up and gagged the whole time.
And so that was something that it was interesting because it made you forget.
When I kept showing him looking, like watching, like, what about me? And then she just kills him. Just pull out a gun and shoots him. In the fantasy.
Yeah.
In the fantasy.
So, is this the part where it becomes swap out, though?
Yeah, it totally starts becoming swap out at this point.
Okay. So, when they...
Because that was the scene that scene was used in the same way as the fucking on the stairs scene in swap out. Like, swap out. By the time they were fucking on the stairs, the whole movie was just fucking through the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, so this is there was kinda, a point.
Also, this becomes, ain't the swap out part yet. Okay.
No, it becomes a point where they need to, where Malik and Tika need a place to stay. And so, because after that night, they left. You know, there was experience. She didn't tell Isaac about the experience. She had the experience with Tika. She was like, oh, man. So she's inspired and right. I might as well kill the husband now in the book.
Pause.
This part. Oh, goodness. Okay.
Go ahead. Yep. This part.
This is why Josh says he wanted to play Isaac.
Oh, no, I didn't. That's not why I said that. I forgot about this scene. But yes.
Go ahead. Talk about it, Mark.
I mean, I'm not talking about it.
Talk about it, Josh.
I mean, I was out when I stopped taking notes. My hand dropped my pencil.
Oh, and down my pants.
Goodness. Josh only has two notes on this movie.
I stopped writing and I was like, you know what?
So
His note said, must not masturbate. And then he didn't finish writing the word. And then scribble off the paper.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah.
So
this is a very sensual movie.
Yeah, Renee.
This ain't sensual. This is sexual.
This is man.
Sexual
so,
movie.
So it basically is. Renee gets Isaac to have sex with her without the procreation.
In a different way.
He get right. He gets, I don't know how he gets Isaac to actually fuck her.
Right. And it's intense. It's like this is almost like the first time they ever had sex.
Right. And they fuck it hard in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's a long scene.
Yeah, and he's like, he don't look like he's just trying to procreate no more.
Yeah, his eyes has been open that he actually that his wife is hot and horny.
finally realized.
Oh my!
Finally realized he was in a good situation.
I know, man. Insane.
Don't make no
Wait
sense.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. So, because she's in the middle of writing, so she's turned on by what she's writing.
I thought you were going to say writing.
Well, yes, that too. And so.
By the way, I came up with a club song. Okay. It's called Bouncing on My Dick. Bouncing on My Dick. She be bouncing on my dick. Bouncing on my dick. She
they didn't already a club song.
Bouncing on my dick. I want somebody to make the music to it, and I'll do the vocals. Bouncing on my dick.
Okay. We got a good idea for your next hit.
The new club mix. It's called Bounce. Bouncing on my dick.
That'll go, man. People are ready for it. That's a, you know, get a couple people dancing on TikTok.
Yep, because sure. She was bouncing on his dick. That's why I thought about
this. It's a very thin robe.
This, yes, it is.
Okay, so. Maybe we should stop watching this movie so we can.
I know, I should have took notes. That's why since going. Oh, I should have rewatched this movie and paid more attention.
Oh man,
it was really,
oh my goodness,
it was really difficult to get through this movie.
But there's an interesting there's a creative part where so like in Renee's book she murders her husband, so she shoots the husband and they're having to dispose the body. And there's a creative like moment where you see the fantasy or the book versions of Renee and Tika carrying the body, but Renee, the writer, is sitting in the front room. And so there's like it's a really creative way that they did that and they edited that together. I thought that was
interesting. Yeah, that is. Yeah.
So, you know, she calls Jada up and was like, yeah, let's. Jada's like, you like what happened last night, basically, you know? Jada's curious about, you know, how she felt about it.
She's like the biggest freak in this
Jada,
world.
She really is. She really is.
Like, and then, I think, did she tell her what she did with her brother later on? Because she's asking her. It's like, yeah. What'd you do? You like
well,
it?
Well, I started riding your brother. Oh, really, girl? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the details.
More details. So yeah,
I was bouncing on your brother's dick. Bouncing on his dick. Bouncing.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
how
man.
Big
okay.
is his dick, girl? Wow. Surprised she didn't ask him that.
Yeah, the way the movie was, I'm pretty sure she. Yeah, I
send me a picture.
Right. Like, come on now. So.
All right. We got to get to the swap out scene. There's a swap out scene because you said they move in.
We ain't got to the swap out
scene. We still have not got to the swap out scene.
No. So the point is, there's a couple things. So Malik needs a place to stay because he's like, something happened. They just like, I need a place to crash for a couple days. Can I stay? It's like, all right, I need to talk to my wife about it. And I think there's, you know. Where she's like, yeah, like absolutely, Tika coming, yes. And so there's a point where I think he does something with, you know, there's some backstabbing things that Isaac
does to Peter. Yeah,
and Peter's
with
like
with their business,
basically like how
like cuts him
you?
Out or like, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, look, you do your own thing, man. This is doggy dog world. Like, and Peter's always been on the outside.
I mean, just like, heartless.
Yeah, he's just like. Man, F you.
He just cuts
you know,
him
you
out
and your
deal.
Things. Yeah. Like, I, you know, like whatever. So that's important to note that there is beef between Peter and Isaac, and Peter and Isaac is the corporate of it, because Peter was supportive of Isaac mm-hmm. and his business. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and he could have worked with him, but he chose not to because mm-hmm. he just like, I got to do this thing. I got to do my thing, you know, my business. And so, so
it's
Isaac,
just business.
Yeah, that's what it is. Business. Cause which Mitch goes back to what
Very,
Malik said earlier.
Eurocentric view.
Yeah. Business. Which, mm-hmm. Cause that's kind of is like not community, not people, just central. Eurocentric mm-hmm. is good. Cause it's like, yeah, egocentric, all that stuff about me and mine. And mm-hmm. which goes back to what Malik said earlier, life is more than making money, making babies. And so mm-hmm. he's like, I just want to make my money and, you know, do my thing. So meanwhile, he says, all right, y'all can stay, you know, because Renee was like, absolutely. If Tika's coming, yes, they can stay in my room. Basically, she said that.
Right.
But she's like,
in
yes.
my bed. In my vagina.
So she's ready because like that. So they're now living with them and they're enjoying the meal. And now it turns
so
into
now since now it's like swap out.
Now it's officially like swap.
Yeah, because
you got the swinger
got
couple.
Swinger couple mm-hmm. living with this conservative
with the boring couple.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Couple. And so that's what happens. They enjoying a nice dinner, you know, and then the music starts. Yeah, then they get a little tipsy, and then it's like, all right, now let's have sex. That's pretty much what happens, right? Like, it's,
yep.
it's
yeah,
not
pretty
much
just jump right into it.
It's like, okay, what
well,
are we doing?
Well, she jumps into it.
Yeah,
she starts taking
like,
her clothes. She isn't
no...
Renee. Renee just starts
yeah,
taking
Renee
her clothes
gets,
off and
yeah.
then just straddles
yeah, Renee
in
is...
front of
Isaac at, on
oh, yeah,
because
he doesn't
table.
Drink either. That's right. So he's like, I don't mm-hmm. drink.
He's very boring,
this is,
yeah.
This is where I'm like, okay. I see. Like he says, because he says, I don't drink. He says it a lot. And so they're all
so
drinking.
So she getting them to drink. Yeah.
And so she.
So
she
this whole scene. This whole scene is exactly swap out, straight mm-hmm. up. Like you could. The movies are interchangeable at this point, where the couples are drinking and they're all dancing and slowly and everybody's all freaky and stuff. And to the point where it does become swap out. They switch partners and
they swap out.
They do. They really do. And it's all, and of course the girls are on each other too, and all this stuff. It's like it's.
I love how the girls start dancing together. The dudes just sat down like, yeah,
I know. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of
yeah, right.
That
which, if only swap out had the guys, Anthony, all of that dude.
That would have been something. It would have been. That's crazy.
That's why he was looking at him. Man. That's why Anthony was yeah. looking at him. This could
wow,
be you, nigga.
Like,
horrible.
So, but I wanted to point out that Isaac, who never drinks after one sip from his wife's mouth, because basically it was what she when she kissed him, she like basically
right, she
gave him some of his liquor.
Drink,
right.
So that's movie
he
drunk.
He ends up holding a bottle of hard liquor.
That's movie drunk.
Drinking. Drinking
that's
it.
Movie drunk. That's what it is.
So he
movie
goes
drunk,
straight.
You get drunk really fast, like, really.
Right.
Yeah.
They to the point now where they on the couch and then each other's wives are grinding on the.
Oh,
like,
no, they're
they
fucking.
Swap,
wait.
Swap wife. And now they're fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They're fucking each other's women now.
Right.
So Isaac is fucking Tika and
Malik
is fucking
Renee.
Yeah.
And that's the end of Act Two.
And they're all next to, and they're right next to each other. So
right
next to
each
other.
Weird to me.
Looking
at
each other's
eyes. That is very,
eyes.
Very weird. You got to be very drunk. I can't imagine.
Yeah,
I'm
mean,
not okay.
Nope.
I can't imagine. Hey, man, you doing good? Quick story real quick.
Like they high five each other.
Quick story real quick.
Uh-oh.
Quick
gosh,
story.
I'm about experience to, like this?
Not really, but sort of. Almost. So in high school, I had two friends who like we was all supposed to share a room together. We was like on this senior trip or whatever to Dallas.
Sounds like a Why I'm Single flashback episode.
Oh, it might be, but it was high school, so I did do this in Josh's journal, but I changed. I
oh,
PG'd
yeah.
it up for Josh's journal.
Yeah, I remember.
It was actually rated R in real life. So what happened was these guys kicked me out of the room because they was going to bring some girls into the room. And it was like, and you know, it's like two beds or whatever in this hotel room or whatever. Cause it's like a bunch of seniors at this things. Like a whole bunch of the teachers are like away. They don't even care. They're like, y'all do whatever y'all want. There was definitely children born after that weekend. That's all I got to say.
Definitely don't want to tell that to in college
right now that those
y'all
parents
do whatever y'all want in this hotel.
Right. So my two friends, they was like, well, Josh, are you bringing a girl in? And I was like, no, I don't know these girls. I don't care for these high school girls up here, you know, them in class with. It's like, well, I got a girl and this got a girl. And so they're going to bring. So they brought their girls in and they were going to have sex with those girls in the hotel room. And so I got kicked out. I had to find somewhere to sleep. Oddly enough, I did sleep in a room that had girls in it, but there was no fucking going on in that room. That was like the complete, that was the virgin room. I was in the virgin room, ain't gonna lie. I was in the strictly no sex in this room. But my friends, they were in the fucking room. And I even heard them talk about how one of them couldn't get it up or something like that, or something happened where, and it's like, yeah, I saw y'all had a little problem over there. I was like, y'all were looking at each other
close, right?
That always got to me. I was like, what? Yeah. No,
because I wouldn't either.
Would not know.
Not in that
situation. I was such a virgin at the time that I was like, well, is that something that people do? But now that I'm not,
thought that was normal.
Yeah, I thought that was normal.
Yeah, no,
now
that
I'm older and not like, no, never, no, that's weird. So I would never. I don't care who, I don't care how fine the girl is. I'm like, no, dude, you're going to leave the room.
So do y'all blame Isaac at his reaction the next morning?
Well, Isaac reacts just like the husband in Swap Out.
Yeah, when they wake up from being drunk and then blame everybody else in the house on their mistake.
Yep, that's what happened.
Yeah,
because
the difference is that
I mean, he come down here screaming, literally screaming.
Let's actually hear. Let's hear his reaction because I think that's a healthy.
Yeah,
that is a healthy reaction to hear.
This dude is crying in the bathroom. Yeah, thinking about like, what happened last night.
He can't
so he has straight. Some memory? He got a little bit of memory?
Apparently he remembered what happened. What? Everybody else is very happy.
What are you doing?
Making eggs. Renee and Tika just cuddling up on the couch. It's like, yeah, we perfect. This is the best life ever. We just, you know, we watching our show together, cuddling.
Right.
They, you know, all they love each laughing. Other now.
They watching DuckTales.
Oh, hey, babe. You was fucked up last night, so we let you sleep.
What? They are watching DuckTales.
Are they really watching DuckTales?
This is cartoons.
Well be.
Isaac, calm down.
Come on, tell me to fucking calm down. You two gotta go now.
What? Why?
Because I said so.
Are you good?
No, I want you and her out my fucking house.
What's happening right
now? Nigga, get the fuck out.
Isaac!
Renee, unless you want to take your broke ass home with them, I suggest you shut the fuck up.
Like, how did he go from talking to her? How does he get to talking to her like this out of nowhere?
Yes, Peter was right.
I mean, I might have to say Malik might be my favorite character.
Yeah, that was the line right there.
Yeah, I'm on more sides with Malik actually on this.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So that, yes, that was the reaction that he did.
So I guess he did remember everything because the other guy didn't.
He remember everything. So do you blame him for the way he reacted? You think he was good? You think he was justified?
No, he wouldn't justify it. That was terrible.
I think he over fucking react. Wait, pause this because I'm not going to concentrate.
Yeah, same. Well, more like fast forward because I'm not going to concentrate either. Oh my gosh, man. Oh, man. Come on, man. Gosh. Oh, fast forward to see, for real. Because I won't be able to concentrate either. Oh my gosh. You know what? Fast forward the whole movie.
describe what we just had to fast forward.
Man. Renee is in the shower fingering herself to like lipstick or something.
Well, she's got like, the lipstick vibrator thing that
yeah, she got left. The yeah, that's what it is. Something. And she's all against the shower wall, and I'm just like,
she got her naked breast pressed against the wall of the shower
while she's pleasuring herself. I'm just like, come on, man. I won't be able to focus.
Yeah, so because I mean she's frustrated because you know in the meantime
I'm trying my best not to text Madison to introduce me to this girl.
Well, I mean you know, hopefully, hopefully she'll listen in because we were doing her movie, you know.
Oh, that was interesting how they just
That was a good they do a good parallel of like
that was very good.
You know, so because there's a point where because it's a transition, this is a transition point for Renee. Like this is a shift in her character because she was she was very, you know, she was with, you know, trying to be a good wife. And so she was committed to him, but then when they had the swap out moment, it was a mutual thing. So
it was eye opening.
You know,
for her,
so she did all that together. She was like, okay, let's, you know, okay then. And so after he kicked basically them out, and she's like, you know, I think I liked what I did, and I don't think I want to
explore this.
I want to explore. Yeah, I want to explore more of this world. And so,
so on her way in there, she goes to the sex club, and so on her way into the sex club, she's wearing a trench coat, and she walks past the fantasy version of herself and
Tika,
and was just an interesting transition. It's just showing that the fantasy is now officially starting to become
merging
reality.
Yeah,
it's so merging together. So this is becoming a little bit more like Diary of a Unicorn,
right?
With
man, exactly.
Where she gets more, she becomes more sexually open
immediately. And guess who's in the?
I just realized
house.
What happened right there.
So
yeah, Peter.
So she comes in. She comes in and bends over in front of
Malik and Tika.
And then Peter comes in and starts fucking her.
Right.
Does she even know that Peter's the one fucking her right now?
Not at first. Because I think they say it was a surprise for her. So she's like, she's just open for a sexual adventure.
Yeah.
That's why I say it becomes, definitely
becomes. I don't
even know
if they're using protection right here.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So, of course, Peter's in on this because Peter's like, you know, hey.
He's pissed off at Isaac.
So he was
right. So he's definitely down.
That's how long.
So this happens for 6 weeks. So I guess you were right, Jason, about the sex club or something. You said that earlier.
Yeah.
So I guess that was a thing that they go to.
Yeah.
So
they just showed it 6 weeks later. I don't know if that went on for 6 weeks, but 6 weeks later she has a positive pregnancy.
Yeah.
Oh, it went on for six weeks.
I think she was pretty much
remember
just
that.
Going there
yeah.
every week all the time. That was just what she did.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
She finished, she was writing her book and using that as inspiration and, you know, very sexually.
So they
you know,
so they were fucking raw.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's pregnant. But she tells Isaac, like, yeah, baby, we're going to have a baby. But in all honesty, she's like, I don't know who got me pregnant. So, yeah, this movie is a trip because it's a mixture of a lot of other movies.
Yeah.
Right.
But so he's disappointed.
Three dudes with dreads.
Yeah. So she tells him that she's pregnant. And, like, is he? Oh, yeah, because he maybe he's a little upset because of that swap out experience. So he's like, I don't know.
Well, he finds out later about
he saw the swap out experience. He was there.
Well, yeah, but he kind of passed that, you know, he's not even thinking about it at 6 weeks later. But something happens where he finds out because Peter wasn't part of that whole swap out experience.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't there, but he was a part of the sex club.
Yeah.
So at this point, she's now a boss on the sex club. Yeah, that's how long she's been going.
Domination. Right.
So she's the.
She got these guys that are like, she's the dominatrix. Yeah, she's like the head dominatrix kind of person, and it's like choosing these guys who got their shirts.
Yeah,
they got that. These guys got their shirts off and they're wearing masks over their faces, and she's get to choose which one who gets to fuck her. Basically, like that's how sexually open she is now.
Yep. And she just found out she's pregnant. She's like, all right, now I'm about to go, you know.
And she's still, right. She's pregnant. And she's still going to, she don't care.
She ain't getting pregnant again. So she's
double pregnant.
So, yeah. So that happens. That just shows. Is that Peter again?
I think that's Peter again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's just somebody that.
Who she chooses. She chose Peter again.
She fucks Peter a lot at this point. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
So,
That's what it is. So Jada, she blackmails her.
So Jada finds out that she's been that that Renee's been at the sex club.
Renee's been going to the strip
sex
club. Yeah, yeah. So she threatens Renee that she would tell her brother unless she pays her $2 million.
That was the number? That was so
yes. stupid.
That's how you know something is wrong. Yeah,
right. That's why I was like, $2 million?
I was like, not going to notice $2 million.
Might as well tell her husband.
Might as well just fucking tell my husband.
Right. That's why I was like, that's such a...
There's no way for me to sneak you $2 million.
Right. And I was like, do they even have $2 million?
Right. I mean, you know, he kept saying, I got a career, and at least I got a career and a money.
Yeah, so, I don't think he's a millionaire, though.
Yeah, he's got to be a millionaire in real estate. He just, he might have to liquidate some of that assets, but, you know.
But still, $2
million. Yeah,
so,
I mean, you know.
But, yeah, at that point, I was like, well, she might as well just tell her husband then, you know.
Right.
So yeah, we see the sister as weird as
yeah. We do a character change by the way.
She was her best friend, and now she's like blackmailing her.
Right, she's threatening her,
and it's really it feels like it comes out of nowhere because it's like,
it does out of left field.
Why is she even like at first? She's all curious about her sexual encounters, and I guess like okay, well I've been following you for the last 6 weeks.
Is this a big character switch?
But there's a little backstory. And I'm gonna say this backstory without giving away the ending. Jada is jealous of Isaac because their dad left him the company.
Yeah, so they do
and
say
left
that,
her nothing.
They do say that.
So she did mention
keeps
that
asking money.
And she's
she does
also
keep asking
jealous
for money.
Of Isaac for being with Renee too.
Obviously,
you think so?
she's obviously attracted to Renee.
Absolutely,
I mean, who isn't? Renee is yeah.
Yes, so. But then where a little bit of the story from, you know, Isaac's life, he's like getting ready to close on the deal, call the mayor up, you know, Mayor Shug is like, look, all right, close the deal. And, you know, it ain't with you. I'm like, what? You know, so like that's something that's crawling, mm-hmm. like his life is starting to fall apart.
Yeah, I was about to say that. His whole everything's starting to crumble.
That
Isaac
he wanted
now.
In life. And so now the things is just going. He's like, what about my father? All the things we did, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like, who, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then he's like, well, who got the bid then? Who got the bid? You know, he says, Peter.
Peter.
And so it's like, now he's mad because he's like, Peter was the one that he done, you know, pushed out the deal in
screwed
the first place.
Over.
And
right.
now Peter done
right.
went back. And,
he fucking his wife and he don't even realize.
Probably the baby daddy. So,
oh, he's definitely the baby daddy. Because
Isaac ain't doing
Isaac
much.
Is,
yeah, so,
right.
Yeah.
I doubt, you know, Isaac started opening up sexually a little bit, but then after that
Calls
yelling scene,
down.
I don't, I, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So,
so also out of take. Nowhere. Oh yeah,
another black guy with
light skin.
Yeah, light skin guy. Yeah, he hired a private investigator.
This is which, that's funny.
That's why I said this movie is a mixture of like
that's,
every
that's
Tubi
what,
movie.
This is a yep. surprise.
Like, surprise.
Yeah.
This dude looked like the Weeknd and Fetty.
Man,
White.
He does. I thought that too. I was like, yep, definitely.
So he hires an investigator to follow his wife.
And he points out that she's been going to the sex club. He finds out about it. That she's been fucking Peter. So that's how
right.
that's
Four
how
times
Isaac finds out.
A week.
Wow.
On the same day as Renee. They come. They both are there.
Yeah, they both come.
They come together. And sometimes
every week.
Sometimes Peter comes inside of Renee.
Oh man. Oh man. I'm sorry. That's
I know who's
getting.
Not sorry. Peter.
Oh man. Yep.
You know what? Maybe I could have played Peter in this movie. But I don't have dreads.
Man, Peter is so skinny. He literally has like 0% body fat. Like, dude is skinny.
I know, yeah.
But he's fit.
Yeah, fit. He yeah, he's fit and, yeah, so like, but yeah, that's a so I definitely wouldn't be able to play that.
Well, you got the dread part, so you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. And you know.
So this comes out of nowhere where Renee is leaving, and she acts all gangster with the Isaac in the scene.
Why do you think it come out of nowhere? Because
of her attitude. She's acting way different.
Well, she's
earlier.
Been changed by her experience.
That's true.
So
that's true.
They brought out this new, she feels empowered and emboldened now to just really be like, stand up for herself, be like, fuck you.
She's a dominatrix. She's dominant. Yeah,
I don't even respect you.
Good point. Good point. Because she's completely different now. She's,
and you've been treating me like shit the whole time.
She don't got the glasses anymore. She don't got the sweater.
Right. She ditched the glass. She suddenly, her eyesight got better. She
that's
can
how much
she better at everything. Mm-hmm. That's how much she's
showing her shoulders off, you know? She got her shoulders out.
You know, that dick straight my all that fucking actually sorted out my vision.
Oh, wow. That's all it took.
Yep.
But she's threatening Isaac and stuff. She's
that's why I say it was kind of. It's actually funny. So, yeah, that's a funny conversation.
I'm sorry, but I'm leaving you.
I got an alert that comes today. Try to withdraw $500,000.
I need the money.
For what, Renee?
I told you I'm leaving.
To be with who?
What? No one. Can you move so I can coach?
No. Fuck no.
Oh, so we're cursing now?
His anger from 0 to 100 is hilarious.
It
is.
What? I had a couple of drinks, but that doesn't.
He has no tolerance for alcohol.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
He goes from 0 to 100 with alcohol. Right. That's why he said he don't like drinking. He knows.
This nigga crying.
Who else, huh? Who else?
Anyone that can
get
fucking kid.
Anyone. Wow.
So I should have been in this movie.
Oh my goodness. Yep. Oh man. So yeah, that was funny line to me. So yeah, so she's there in the argument. You know.
Well, because she's going to the sex club, so she's right though. She is having sex with anybody but him, basically. Mm-hmm. This is like, and which we knew was gonna happen if you kept saying, you know, sex is only for procreation and she's like sex deprived and horny. So what do you think was gonna happen?
Yeah.
You know?
He's like,
she's ugly, she's really attractive, so of course she's gonna find somebody else to fuck her. Mm-hmm. Like that's what he should have been afraid of from day one.
But he didn't care. Like, well, all he cared about was his business. And so
she tries to leave, he grabs her by the arm.
And then he starts strangling her.
And he becomes a murderer.
Yep, then he kills her.
So I'm like, this dude really doesn't need alcohol. Like first time he drunk.
He literally said he had a couple drinks. He probably literally only had a couple of drinks.
And
now
he murders her. He
he chokes the life out of her.
Kills her. And that's
until she's dead.
And which I'm like, this dude, wow. And his unborn baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's unborn. To his knowledge, is his own.
Yeah, he said, is that baby even mine? She's like, oh no. But I'm like, it could be yours. Like, it really could.
Right.
Now he's sorry. Like, he did not stop the whole time.
Now he's immediately sorry.
The whole 15 minutes that it took to choke her out and kill her. He wasn't sorry until the moment.
Oh yeah, Jada walks in and sees. Yeah, and Jada walks in and sees that Isaac killed his wife.
And then she's like, "No, my lover,
right? The mother of my child." I mean,
y'all think that? There's some stuff that comes out though.
Well,
that stuff comes.
Yeah, she's about to reveal some things later on.
So, all right. So, because we're at the end of the movie, we're at Act Three. We're at the end of Act Three.
So
Isaac obviously gets arrested. So he's in. He's in prison. I think it's a year later. 1 year later. And
right when you said that, it's a good time.
And Malik come and visits him in jail.
He reveals
everything.
Oh,
he basically reveals the entire because apparently
secret.
There was some background thing going on.
What was the? Can you break that down?
The big reveal?
I wasn't really following. What was the big reveal?
From my knowledge, because Jason, you might know more than I would. But I know that Jada had a lot to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
She got Tika. And
so this is where it becomes like Pastor Thorne. The whole time.
Like how? Like what?
She hired. So basically, the sister got
Jada. Yeah.
Jada got Malik.
Tika.
And Tika to basically seduce.
Renee
and mess up their relationship so that she can drive a wedge between them so that there can be some, basically, you know, so he can be in prison, frame him for murder or frame him for something, so that she said, well, I can only get the money.
All right. So this part I like a lot.
If he's like, you know,
so dead. I gotta point something out.
So rather than plotting to kill him, they plotted to get him arrested.
Yeah. So it's revealed when you see Jada and Tika are walking through the forest together. Now this part is hilarious. Let me tell you why this is hilarious. Because South Park made fun of this scene.
Really?
Oh, for real?
Yes, South Park did
made
this.
Made fun of this scene from this movie?
No, because this was years ago. And so 10 years ago, South Park did the scene. They were making fun of Game of Thrones. And what happens is so what this is what they did in South Park. In South Park, Cartman would like walk in the forest with another character, and every day they'll be discussing betrayal, and then Cartman will grab a flower and give it to the person that he's talking to.
That's funny.
And that's exactly what's happening.
Because exactly
they even make fun of it. Because what's funny was they kept the forest they would go to was actually this guy's backyard, and the guy would yell at the house, "Hey, stop walking through my forest discussing betrayal."
Oh man, so this is
exactly
what she does. She has a flower in her hand, and they're discussing betrayal. So basically, Tika and.
And so that also happened on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they did it.
That's how
they did
it.
Like maybe once or twice on Game of Thrones, but South Park made fun of that, and they just did it like every.
Yeah.
They did like five scenes of it in South Park.
That's funny.
So Jada and Tika are in a relationship. So that's where it's like we find that out. They're together, which is like they're the three, you know, group with. And so she never cared nothing about. She never cared nothing about Renee, so she's like, she's
right.
Like,
she couldn't stand Renee apparently
the
entire time.
She actually hated her
the
whole time. So, but then she wanted to, you know, get her brother in trouble because her brother got slipped up with some weed once, and so if he ever got in trouble, he'll lose everything. So that was the thing. So
if he loses everything,
she
gets
the trust fund, she gets the business. You know,
so she just wanted. So basically, Jada's the mastermind of this, and she wanted Renee out of the way, and she wanted her brother out of the way. She just didn't like Renee.
She didn't
like
Renee.
Necessarily plot.
She didn't necessarily plan.
Right.
Yeah,
she wasn't planning the whole murder thing. That was that just spur off on his own.
Was to just get Isaac out of her way.
Right.
Okay.
And so it literally works out for all the other characters.
Yep. Yeah, everybody has a happy ending.
Right.
So
Peter gets the bid.
Yeah, Peter gets the bid. You know,
he gets all the real estate stuff.
And
Malik ends up
with two women.
With two women because Malik got Tika, and didn't Jada
go with
him?
Basically, Jada probably is a part of the relationship.
And Tika takes over Renee's book. And so she gets,
she frauds her book. Like
just
she
changed
she,
the title.
What do you call it? Plagiarized.
She just changed her name as author.
Put her name on the book.
And
so now she's making money for this book that Renee started.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The whole time. Which I'm thinking, you know, it could be.
She ain't even read the damn book.
I know the way she's reacting.
Yeah, she
the
does.
Way she's reacting. She's like, looks please so don't guilty. Ask me no questions about this book because I ain't even read this
shit.
Oh,
man. But
because a lady came up to her like, oh, I'm a fan of your book, and grabbed her book, had her autograph, and she was like, oh, shit, I wasn't ready for that.
Yep.
Like, my book. Yeah. that's how she's reacted. So, of course, Isaac is pissed and he's get the terrible ending. Do you think Isaac deserves that, though?
I mean, he killed his wife. He deserves to go to jail. Absolutely. Nobody told him to kill his wife, you know?
Right. He's a bit of a reaction.
Nobody
so
told him
this is what I want
to
say about
that.
This movie. This is what I want to say about this movie as compared to Swap Out. Because, like I said, Swap Out and this movie are like parallel. They're very, very, they're practically the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, 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 very similar. I do like both movies for different reasons. Of course, Swap Out is great because just for Anthony alone is great for Swap Out. You know, you can't replace just a character like that.
Right.
He's great. I feel like Missionary did it better though with the storytelling because you got to admit in Swap Out there was parts, especially when they did like a the flashback. I got confused.
Oh yeah,
right. Yeah, I got so confused
within the flashback of the future.
Right, where this movie Missionary actually told the story right, yeah. And it was a good
and
lead
there's
up.
Fantasies and everything.
Right, the way it's shot, the way it's done.
We can
right. It's done very well. You see Renee's decline. How she starts off one way, you see her gradually turn into this character.
Yeah.
I thought that was
out of nowhere,
and the swapping made sense in this movie because it's his friends and you know he's a really uptight guy, that kind of thing. And then you know swap out actually ends with him killing his wife, but nothing happens. He just everybody staring at him. Whereas this movie, you see what happens. You see his what happened to him in the end. So that's why I said I do like this movie in a different way than swap out.
Yeah, it works. I agree. It definitely got my attention. And I think that, you know, they like, he does get his dessert. It's just dessert.
Like, it's just desserts.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the sister was weird and evil. So like, she was definitely if we think about worst characters in a movie, we talked about this.
Yeah.
Like,
she's on the list. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Yeah. She's on the list. honestly, I didn't really like her.
Yeah.
I didn't like her.
She was not a good character
maybe because I liked Renee a lot. Cause that was a character. Yeah. I was like, I didn't want her to die. I actually thought Renee was but she had the same fate as Georgia. And, in Diary, Diary of a Unicorn, where that character died, you know.
Yeah,
because the thing about Renee is, I don't look at Renee as a bad person.
Yeah.
You know, she just was deprived for so long that she that's kind of how she rebelled. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how she ended up expressing.
Remember, we said this, Mark. If you do swinging things, you're gonna die. That's what movies have taught you.
Every movie's taught us that involve like open relationships.
Every single one of them, somebody dies.
They put the narrative that the open relationship is equivalent to evil or danger. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like danger, like deadly.
Yeah.
Consequences for how dare you be in an open relationship.
I have not seen an open relationship marriage, open relationship movie.
In a movie that was positive?
Right.
They ended positively.
They always
for
end
any of them
tragic.
No,
every
it's
single
always
one
tragic. It's somebody.
So,
dies.
I mean, yeah, somebody within, because like, you know, Malik and Tika had a good ending, technically.
Mm-hmm.
So they stole.
Well, yeah. So I mean, so process. Did in Swap Out.
But Renee died because she got involved.
Yeah, she died.
Right. Just like in Swap Out, where you got the, you know, Anthony and his girl, they were still alive, and the girl they were swapping with, she died.
There got involved because it's like I'm not in a relationship, but if I would have known somebody who was, I wouldn't judge them about it. It's like, I'm not into that, but I guess y'all are having fun
between
with that.
You and right. What?
It's none of my business.
Honestly,
I don't want to know.
That's how I feel. I don't want to know what is happening in your bedroom at all. That's none of my business.
I don't want to know. I don't even want to know you like that.
So I'm like, I don't care. Don't know. So that's between you and your people.
back to my high school days. Oh, I swear, everybody. Every dude was all interested in you and your sexual adventures every time. Hey, man, I remember one dude after prom, after senior prom, he asked everybody in class, did they get some? Hey, did you get some? Did you get some? He literally asked everybody in class.
Your joke back in the day was, you ever had beat before?
You ever had pizza? You ever had pussy before?
Wow.
Why do you care? Man. That's why nobody says that to me now. Like, if somebody came to me and said that to me now, like, does it matter? Why do you need to know?
Why do you need to know?
Yeah, this is none of your business. Which is what Isaac was trying to say at the beginning. He's like, my sexual experience is between me and my wife. You know, and I don't want anybody.
That makes sense. It makes sense, but Isaac was. Oh my gosh.
It's hard to say they were a straight face.
Oh man, Isaac could have been. Yeah, Isaac was not a good character.
No,
it's like, all right. So, Jada was my least favorite character. Isaac was probably right above her. Malik was my favorite character along with Renee.
Isaac is my least favorite character. Jada's right above him.
Oh, you like you like Isaac Malik worse is my favorite than Jada? Character.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Isaac is just, I agree with Malik. I agree with him.
Straight up, bitch. Okay, okay.
Yeah, Malik is my favorite.
And Tika's right in the middle.
Yeah,
Tika's right in the middle.
So, Madison, if you're listening,
she's not. She don't listen.
Who the hell is Sparkus and Josh?
Yep, that's what she says. Even though she's been on the podcast twice.
Oh, good.
Oh. That's all.
That's what we talked about.